Nozzy yw siomi cosoen tu nozzy babli daf lamad hei. Yw i gynnyw siomi on daf chof hei am y dalaf. 12 lines up from the foot of the page. Ha oichel, nish seid bosa min achai. Ha oichel, bosa min achai, mitrefa, rabi yosa oma is polgun rabi yuchun rabi shimin lokish, rabi yuchun oma chai of shtayim, rabi shimin lokish oma ein achai vela achas. One who eats bosa min achai of a trefa. Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish argued about this. Rabbi Yochanan said he's liable twice. Rabbi Shlokish said he's liable only once. At the time of Rabbi Yochanan, he said, let's say chlup on the vela, let's say chol ha-nefesh in a basa. What's Rabbi Yochanan's source? He's liable for loy say chlup on the vela, shouldn't eat from any nevela. And it also says that in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chof Gimel, and you should not eat the soul with the flesh. What is Lokish's reasoning? In the shul of the trefer, you shall not eat, don't detach and eat from a live animal the way you detach from the ground and eat. Since both include in one love, he is liable only once. Shimon Lokish lo sava the trefer, Rabbi Yochanan, in the Yisbor, Kain, Shihei Chai of Shtayim. Shimon does not hold about trefer as Rabbi Yochanan does. If he held like him, he would say that he's liable twice. Amalein, Afil, Yisbor, Kain, lo Yehei Chai, Vela Achas, Shnihi, Shechaz, Vakol. Yosef rejects that even if Rish Lokish holds like him, he's liable only once. There is different because it returns and included both in one pasuk. Even Chelev loy sechlu, Adam loy sechlu, Ksiv kol chelu chol dam loy sechlu. Me'ata mekiven shechaz v'kalal loy yehi chayev ela achas. The Gemara asks back, well, Chaylev lo seichlu, and also says you should not eat chaylev, and also you should not eat blood. And it says any chaylev and blood, and any blood you should not eat. So according to your rejection, he should be liable only once because chaylev and blood, because they include later in the same pasuk. And surely this is not the case. Amalayin ilu haya ksev chaylev adam yeus leksev ela kol chaylev choldam lechayv alze b'shnei atzmai v'alze b'shnei atzmai. Rishi answers that had it written Chelev v'dam, you would be correct. However, it's written Koil Chelev v'chol dam. So obligate for this by itself and this by itself. V'haksiv v'chol mitras anovim le'yishteh, v'ksiv mechatsonim v'adzag le'yechol, v'yata mekirin shechaz v'lakal le'yechai v'la'achas. The Gemara asks, it says, v'chol mitras anovim le'yishteh, anything which is infused with grapes you should not drink, and it says, Michasalim va'adzag lo yechol, from the pits to the skins you shall not eat. Since they were put in a klal, he should be liable only once. Amalayin ilahav ksiv michasalim v'zag yeus. Ksiv ela michasalim va'adzag v'chayv al zeh b'fnei atzmei v'al zeh b'fnei atzmei. Basically answered, had it written michasalim v'zag, you would be correct. However, it's written michasalim va'adzag to obligate for this by itself and this by itself. Then Rabbi Yosi Omar lechavaya have a yagin this palgun Rabbi Yochanan Rishon Melokish. Rabbi Yosi said to the Talmidim, you should know that Rabbi Yochanan Rishokish disagreed about Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai shechokav v'ochloi tiviakol pater. Now pligin v'shechokav v'fiv v'ochloi Rabbi Yochanan avad piv kolaflim Rishon Melokish avad piv kolachutz. If an Eva Menachai was cut and then one ate it, all agree that he's exempt. When they argue, it's when he put it hole in his mouth and divide it in his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan considered his mouth like inside, means as if he swallowed it whole and it was divided in his stomach, so he's liable. And Rabbi Shokish considered his mouth like outside, it's as if it was divided before he ate it, so he's exempt. Amenle at ma'amah, the Talmidim said to Bithim, what do you say? Who does Allah follow? Amaloin, ana ami lachoin haria olam peligin va'asin amen achim. Rabbi said, will I tell you my opinion? Mountains means great chachamim of the world argue, And you say that actually the side with whom that halacha follows. In Kini, Afilu Cholkoi, Bachut for Achvei Echayev, Lama Dechachilihi. And Yossi says, I don't say that this is the halacha, but if so, means you want my opinion, even if you divide it outside an Eitzet, he's liable. What's the reason? This is the way of eating. In any case, it's destined to be cut before he swallows it. If he divided an ant in his mouth and ate it, Rabbi Yochanan of Shokesh disagreed. Rabbi Maisha said to Zeba that if a Nazir divided a grape in his mouth and ate it, do Rabbi Yochanan of Shokesh disagree about that? Zeba answered that there, in Eiv Menachai, it's a matter with Issa and Tumah. When the Tumah is batel, because it was divided, the Issa is batel. Here, in the case of a grape, there is Issa and there is Tumah, all agree that he's liable. Rabbi Abba, then Rabbi Malal, boy, Kazayis, Matzah, Shechok, Rabbi Fiv, Ochlai, Tafluk, Divirch, and Rishim, and Lachish. Rabbi Abba, then Rabbi Malal asked, if one divided the kazayas of matzah in his mouth and ate it, Rabbi Yochanan of Shokesh disagree about this. Rabbi Yossi Rabun answered that in any case, does talit not benefit from a kazayas? All agree that he was yotze. Rabban of the Kisalin, Amri, Rabbi Nisa Shal, she said, pray to Shal, Rimoin, Shal Ola, Shechol Koy Befiv, Ochle, Tefluk, Rabbi Yochanan of Shemilokish. Avon of Kisoran, quoting Rabbi Nissa, asked that if one divided a pomegranate in a seed in his mouth and ate it, do Rabbi Yochanan of Shokesh argue about it? Man Kaimenu, by what is he asking? Imishim Mashke, if it is due to liquid, because when he cuts the seed, liquid exudes, can the liquid join to obligate them? Vataninan, in Matam Imishim Mashke, Ela Yotzim Azizim in Anovu. Because it was thought that one's not lashed to any fruit juice except for what comes from grapes and olives. There's no tumas mashkim except for what comes from grapes and olives. Rabban of the Kisoran amrin tipate shevalam. And Rabban of the Kisoran answered the case is that he swallowed them. Absolution obligates one who divided in his mouth only when one eats through chewing because this is needed. But if he swallows without chewing, he agrees that one who divided in his mouth is exempt.